We're talking right now to Robin McKinney. Thank you so much for joining us, Robin. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks so much for having me.
Great. Thank you. So can you explain to us about the new results that came out that talk about how many Marylanders actually save? And why is this so significant, especially in terms of people's perceptions of Marylanders?
What we find is that, in fact, there are lots of people who are over-leveraged, who have, you know, way too much debt to income. We might have very high incomes, but we're not saving. We also know that there are a lot of people that are using subprime credit. About 55% of all consumers in Maryland are using subprime credit, and we have an average credit card debt of about $13,000.
Wow. So what can people do then to make sure that they start saving?
I think the number one most important thing that people can do to start savings is to remember that you can start small. It can seem like a very insurmountable amount of money to say, well, I need to have an entire month of expenses saved up or 3 months of expenses. Even saving $10 a week can really add up, and that's $10 that you don't have to charge on credit in case of an emergency. And right now we're in the middle of tax season, and there's some really great ways to save at tax time. If someone is getting a refund, they can split their tax refund into two bank accounts, and this is both on their federal return and on their state return. You can split it into your checking and savings, and you can spend some and save some. You can also purchase a savings bond right on your tax form on your federal tax return, so that you can actually use part of your refund to purchase a savings bond for you, for your child, or for somebody else.
And what would you say to youth and young adults who might be feeling like they can't save, or what can they do to better save for college?
I think for youth, again, it's important to understand that you can start small. Again, even saving $5 or $10 now, it adds up over time. And I think what's great about starting savings earlier is that you do have a longer time to accumulate more and also to get higher interest rates. So once you get enough money in savings, you might be able to put something into an account that has a higher interest rate, like a certificate of deposit.
Got it. Is there any other advice that you would give to those who might be feeling like they can't save or what to do in the future?
I would say the most important thing is to get started, even if it's small. If you're getting a little bit of extra money back on a tax return, save a little bit of it. If, you know, every time you get a paycheck or you get allowance, just save a small amount of it. Even if you can save 1% or 10%, if you can save a little bit, it really does add up over time.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Robin, for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.